good at something, aren't we? Thanks so much to everyone who took part earlier telling us about what they're good at. Peter was good at fishing. In fact, it was his job, his profession. It was something he had learnt to do as a young boy with his dad, the family business. And as he grew, he'd got better and better at it, gaining lots of experience over the years. Peter knew where the best fishing spots were and what the best time of day to fish was. He knew how the wind or sea conditions changed the behaviour of the fish. His knowledge would have been vast. Today's story starts after a failed fishing trip, one that was very disappointing. Peter and his brother Andrew had been at sea all night. They were tired, they were frustrated, and they were empty-handed. They hadn't caught a single fish, not one. We find them on the shore, seeing to their boat and nets, when along comes some chap they've never met, who thinks he knows more about fishing than they do. And after the night they've had, Peter really isn't in the mood to hear what he's got to say. How would you feel if someone you know, let alone someone you don't, came up to you one day and told you how to do your job better? And
Helen, I think the talk's dragging a bit. I think you need to speed it up a bit, okay?
Thanks. Oh my goodness. And they've never even done your job before. In fact, their profession is entirely different to yours. To be honest, I think I'd be pretty put out. Just hang on a minute. I've trained hard for this job, been on courses, sat exams, been doing this for years. I know this job inside out, and you're telling me you know better? Well, this is exactly what happened to Peter, and he probably had a very similar reaction to the one you or I might have had. Sometimes it's hard to hear that someone might know better. But in this case, Jesus, the carpenter, did know better. Reluctantly, Peter listened to Jesus and put his nets out again. I can imagine his reservation, and in our video clip from earlier, they do a really good job of showing how Peter might have reacted. Do you know, and I love it, because we can see Peter's reluctance. We can see it in his face and in his body language. We can see his thought process, and we can see his hesitation at Jesus' suggestion. All of Peter's emotions here are ones we might also feel in a similar situation. But Jesus knew exactly what was needed here. Jesus, the carpenter, knew more about fishing than Peter did. Jesus knows my job better than I do. He knows your job better than you do. He knows your schoolwork, your hobby, and your DIY problem better than you do. And he wants to be involved in it. All of it. Jesus is interested. Every single day and aspect of our life, Jesus is interested. Earlier, I created a picture of an annoying person poking their nose into our business, telling us how to do our job better. But that's not Jesus. Jesus doesn't railroad us into doing things his way, and he doesn't demand to be heard either. Jesus genuinely has an interest in our lives, and he'll gently suggest alternatives when we're stuck or facing a problem, like he did with Peter. Why don't you try this? You could, but you don't have to. What success followed when Peter listened to Jesus? What overwhelming joy and full nets. I want that. What might it look like if we invite Jesus into all areas of our lives, even the areas we think he couldn't possibly be interested in?
So what would it be like if we invited Jesus into every area of our lives? We're going to pray in a couple of minutes. My first proper job was working with computers and installing networks in factories and that sort of thing. And I know it sounds daft now, but it took me a really long time to realise that when I was struggling with a computer system and it just wouldn't work, that Jesus knew about that. There was one day when I had a real problem with a computer that I was trying to fix, and it was like a light bulb came on, and I suddenly thought, Jesus knows more about this computer here, more about the software that isn't working, than I do. Like, infinitely more than I do. And so instead of just trying and trying and trying to fix it, I started praying and trying. And you know, that started to change the way I approached my job. When I had a big meeting that might be difficult, I prayed about it. And I prayed for the people who would be there. If you're at school, Jesus understands your homework. If you're bringing up kids, Jesus knows all about parenting. If you're in work, Jesus knows your job. If you play a sport or have a hobby, in fact, really, whatever you do with your time, Jesus is an expert and he's interested in what you do. So we're going to take a few moments now to pray and to invite him in to those areas of our lives. So why don't you sit quietly for a moment? You might find it helpful to close your eyes. And just picture yourself in the places that you spend time during the week. Perhaps that's doing schoolwork. I know you're not in school at the moment, but you might be doing schoolwork at home. Or maybe it's doing work. Maybe it's doing things around the home and family stuff, parenting. Maybe it's pursuing hobbies and interests. But as you picture those places and those things that you do, which are the bits that you find most difficult or most challenging? Picture for a moment Jesus standing next to you as you go about those things. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you that you are interested in all the different things we spend our time on. And we want to invite you in. Thank you that you know more about what I do than I know about it. Please help me. Please help me to remember to ask you for your help when I'm struggling. Please help me to be like Peter, who said, because you said so, I will do it this way. Please help me to remember that you are interested in every part of my life, and each day to invite you in to those things that I'm doing, and to ask for your help and to ask for your involvement, because you are the expert. Amen.